pre-Chapter 4, TFU Darth Vader and Galen Merrick pre-Chapter 4, TFU versus Darth Sidious. This fight has had me curious for quite some time simply because of the fact that it has so much possibilities. The first betrayal was more so to deceive Palpatine. The second betrayal was more so like, not with you, no. Others say it was a strategy to gain more trust towards the Emperor. But why did he say, not with you, no, over another suggestion by Galen to team up in a many lesser versus fewer greater against Darth Sidious? And I personally believe that a lot of it was because he sent someone who had a higher potential than Galen. The question is who? And the only people that I can think of is Luke and Leia. And probably because of the time of him being near Leia at that time, he sensed a stronger potential, which is why Galen will probably never team up with Vader in a many lesser versus fewer greater matchup against the Emperor. But if Vader didn't betray Galen the first time, what would have been the results? Would they have been able to actually defeat Darth Sidious? Or would the fight have been too much for them to handle in a earlier powered Vader? Could they catch up together or pull off a good trick of a distraction? Let's find out. The first will be what they can tank. Both Galen and Vader are tough cookies. Vader's suit is designed to just tank bombs. And Vader has survived flames cut in pieces by his ligaments, like still survive somehow. And Galen can continue in the vacuum of space with his chest and his back torn as a whole. When you stack these two simple things alone to Palpatine's physique, does it even add up at all? Really, does it even add up at all other than the Force Ghost type of thingy, which isn't really physique, it's more of a spirit? And that's just more so Force Power Judge that we haven't even gotten to yet. I think Vader has even punched through like iron or steel with his fist. His suit is like the Terminator, but with Force powers. But nonetheless, he's not using Force powers, but he's still very, very tough. He's got the tough robotic cyborg body, and Galen's got the young athletic built body that can take a lot of punishment too. You compare this to old man Sidious, he's just a feeble old man in like his 70s or 90s. He's not really that much of a threat in terms of physique without his Force powers. If you put that weird salamander thing onto the table, Sidious is just powerless. He doesn't stand a chance against these guys. They'd whoop his ass. Now let's get to lightsaber skills. Learning from his idiotic mistakes that is in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, when he just leaped like a moron, Vader learned to more so suppress his power in a way and be more careful with his initiatives in combat and use more of a diversity in his combat with not just using Form 5, Dujem So, or Sheehan. Many consider Vader to be pretty unpredictable with his moveset, though despite the fact that he lacks mobility or maneuverability, I think it's maneuverability, Vader with all seven forms, though I'd argue with Ataru in a way, like form four Ataru, because it's acrobatic in a lot of ways, is very proficient, especially when he stays defensive with some offensives until the right moment to strike, like given a minute head start for his opponents, or 30 second head start at least, well, at most, or whatever. He'll wait for the right moment to strike to raise further his power, exploiting their weakness. Though, it has been said to be a weakness of his, because while he may be unpredictable, and he can exploit by doing this against ones that are extremely unpredictable, like if you have the Joker, who's equal in power in comparison to Vader, and is proficient in lightsaber combat, that's going to be a problem for Vader because the Joker's unpredictable. Nonetheless, Vader is very good at doing this, and is one of the best duelists in the galactic history performing these skills. Very good swordsman, or lightsaber swordsman. Galen isn't bad either. I wouldn't say he is as good as Vader. I would say he's more so a 7 to 8 out of 10 of Vader in this day and age, or in this timeline of Vader. But he's still very proficient due to the fact of how Proxy utilizes a lot of things except for Maul, maybe, until the end, but has trained with Galen with a lot of variety, such as, I think, Shaak Ti, Obi-Wan, just a pretty good set of Force users. Not Force users, Force users, but can't really use a Force, despite the fact that it showed him kind of using it. But back to topic at hand, Proxy is very efficient in a lot of variety, too, that Galen had to survive against, and if Galen doesn't, Proxy will kill him. However, when you compare this to Darth Sidious's lightsaber combat skills, he is a master of all 7. Just clear cut 7. Yes, he is that good, and is very unpredictable with his movesets. And that's going to also be a problem for Vader, and maybe for Galen, because I don't know if Galen's ever faced something that unpredictable and that skilled in his lifetime. Proxy definitely is not that good. And all the other ones probably aren't even 25% of that skill. It's really just simple. There's really no debate, no argument. Obviously, I mean, maybe together, added up, they could. It's just that Palpatine can handle MLVFGs of these types of skills within these types of tiers pretty well. So it's not going to be any much of a big deal. Maybe against ROTJ Vader in terms of skills, but not pre-OT Vader. So Sidious wins in this category. Though I wouldn't say in terms of being vastly superior, though. Here's the Force abilities and destructive capability, starting with Galen. Now, he has a list of them right here that says Force Push, Force Lightning, Force Grip, Force Repulse, Lightning Shield, and Battle Meditation. Now, with all the other ones previous to Battle Meditation, the one that really has me curious is Battle Meditation. Like, because Battle Meditation, according to, like, the clone, I think he uses it in terms of more so a mind tampering ability. But for KOTOR with Bastila, that was like a central plot piece for Darth Malak to use. But the issue with Galen using this is that it's just there, labeled. We don't know the extent of power and how he uses this, except that it's notified in-game of the official making of the official source material that he can do this. Force push would be his most standard attack, his most standard ability. Force repulse, I think, is more so like his grenade. It's more so his grenade of his explosive grenade that may generate a lot of power. Though granted, apparently what generates the more power is lightning shield. He can perform telekinetic abilities such as lightsaber throw and force grip, which are basically he treats the lightsaber like a boomerang, and force grip he can just levitate his enemies into thin air or in the air. And my personal opinion, or on my personal opinion, his most destructive ability that is iconic to what he does is his force lightning. An ability that Darth Vader cannot do. So with that being said, Galen Merrick has a pretty good range of abilities. But will it add up with Vader's to compete against Sidious or surpass Sidious? Before I get right to Vader's powers, it should be noted that he uses them in a tactical manner. I'd argue even better than both Galen and Sidious throughout many years. Just like his lightsaber skills, the same can be said for his force powers and how he uses them. So let's look at the list, shall we? Where is it? Okay, here it is. Force barrier, force scream, telekinesis, telepathy, tutaminus, force speed, force healing, Don Mach, force choke, force stun, kinetite, memory manipulation, mental domination defense, pyrokinesis. Okay. Alrighty then. When it comes to like all these other ones, I didn't know he had force scream. I didn't know he had this one. I'm aware of force barrier. Pretty much aware of telepathy. I'll save tutaminus by the end of this analysis of Vader's abilities. When you have these abilities, such as Don Mach or memory manipulation, I don't think it's going to matter, especially when he's going to use Don Mach. Sidious isn't going to be affected by this. He has just, I don't even know how to describe it. Despite the fact that he can be an impulsive, Sidious is confident, so overconfident in his abilities, that it won't matter. I don't know how to describe this, but Sidious is so confident in this fight that Vader isn't going to break that confidence in any way. And with tutaminus in this timeline, honestly, Vader's screwed. I don't think he can handle this. I really don't. We've never seen him display a resistance of that type of power. And to use this type of timeline, this timeline, Vader, no way. No way. And now for the ending video of it all. Darth Sidious's abilities and the destructive power. This has been a while coming for me to think about, and how this will add up in comparison to Sidious. And personally, on my opinion, I don't think they can do it. I don't think they got the stomach to handle this. Sidious has got so many abilities. Force drain, force lightning, all this other junk. Even if you discredit all the other things that he's capable of in Dark Empire, he's still capable of so much junk. He is a renowned Sith Lord in terms of all this power. But the question is, can they put up a fight against Sidious? Against his abilities and all this power? Well, the thing is that when you use endgame Galen, he didn't really affect Sidious. He may have beam struggled Sidious in a way, but he didn't really affect Sidious. And that was the very tip of the very maximum of maximum for Galen to do, beyond any strain he could ever pull that is said to have killed him. But didn't really affect Palpatine. Didn't affect him, which goes to show how vastly superior Palps is to pre-OT Vader and Galen, probably even combined. If I had to list the abilities, it would be abysmal, because Sidious is essentially a master of nearly, if not all, Force abilities. Though it's a shame that we generally just see Force Lightning. That may be the biggest setback for Sidious in this matchup, but besides from him not using that, he can even levitate himself, fly for a long amount of time, and the fight. And sure, he might not use all the other artillery of his power, but he has so much destructive power in his Force Lightning, and his other abilities, if he does bring him out with his unpredictability, if he can do that, then he'll probably latch out all the other unpredictable abilities too, with not just lightsaber combat. Just Sidious's Force power alone without his lightsabers is dangerous enough. You add it with him, you screw him up. And I would say that their chances in beating him is a 1 out of 7. If you have a different opinion on this, please do give one. But overall, I don't think they got what it takes. I don't think they do. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.